You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Political consultant John Hoadley has won the Democratic nomination in Michigan's 60th State House District. Hoadley, who has never held elected office before, won by a large margin over Kalamazoo County Commissioner Dave Buskirk and Kalamazoo Township Trustee Pamela Brown Goodacre. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with that 60th State House race. Are you surprised by the margin of victory for John Hoadley?
Well, that was a little bit surprising. Dave Buskirk was somebody that has been involved in local politics for a long time and so had some pretty good name recognition. But I think it reflects the fact that John Hoadley, although a newcomer to elective politics himself, has been involved in politics for a long time and knows how to run a campaign, and I think ran a very effective campaign.
And certainly showed that he can raise money for a campaign.
Absolutely. But not just raise money from individual citizens who now have buy-in in your campaign. They give you money because they believe in your candidacy and believe in what you stand for, and then how you use that money. And I think that the money was used pretty effectively to introduce a relative newcomer to the political scene in Kalamazoo in a way that reflected very positively on him and without very much information about other candidates. I mean, it's not as though the Hoadley campaign was operating in a vacuum, but he was certainly much more involved, much more active, much more visible as a campaigner during this nomination phase than other candidates, both in his race and in other races.
The Republican primary in the 3rd Congressional District, where Brian Ellis was challenging Congressman Justin Amash, at one point this year was considered to be one of the hotter races in the nation, but the polls had shown Amash comfortably ahead. It turned out he won a pretty comfortable victory over Ellis, despite the fact that Ellis had endorsements from many major conservative groups, the Chamber of Commerce and Right to Life. What do you think enabled Justin Amash to win a clear victory yesterday?
Well, I think Amash is an interesting candidate and fairly unique in American politics, certainly not completely so. In some ways, his real libertarian tendencies fit that district better than they would in some other districts. He's certainly not a mainstream or conventional Republican, and he doesn't behave that way in Washington, which is part of the reason that at least some sort of mainline, mainstream Republican groups sought to oppose him. I think one of the big differences, we talked about the Hoadley race just a minute ago and the amount of money that he was able to raise and spend effectively, that was money that was tied to individual voters in the community to a large extent. And I think to a large extent, for somebody like Ellis, the money's coming from outside the district. It doesn't come with voters. You have to use the money to mobilize voters. And I think that they thought they had an opportunity to unseat Amash, and it turned out not to be the year. Maybe 2 years ago when he was in a largely new district, maybe that would have been the time to put a credible challenger up against him in a primary. But he cemented his constituency, and in a low turnout race, if you can get those people to show up, that's going to be enough.
What does this tell us about the current state of Republican politics? There were, if you look across the state, kind of a mixed bag yesterday. There was an incumbent state representative defeated in the Upper Peninsula in a Republican primary. This, of course, is a little different than many other races because the incumbent is seen as the one with the Tea Party ties as opposed to the challenger coming in as sort of an outsider. So what can we say about the state of Republican primary politics in 2014 on the day after this primary?
Well, I don't think we want to overstate the case, but it certainly reflects the fact that there are disagreements within the Republican Party, as there are disagreements within the Democrats. And when we have candidates that represent different wings of the party, sometimes, you know, they agree on an awful lot of stuff. And, in fact, you wouldn't necessarily know it from any of the ads that we've seen. But on most issues, Brian Ellis and Justin Amash are going to vote exactly the same way if they're in the United States House of Representatives. But on those couple of key issues that are sort of highly visible that help to divide the different wings of the party, there's vast disagreement on those particular issues. And I think it in some ways is one of style as well. I think one of the things that Amash had going for him is the fact that he's not viewed as being a tool of the Republican Party. He's gone up against his leadership enough times to sort of demonstrate his independence, and I think that's kind of an attractive feature for people. On the other hand, if everybody behaves that way, then it's not always clear that we can establish effective coalitions to get things done. So hard enough to get things done as it is. But if everybody is kind of going their own way and not working together with their colleagues, then, you know, very little gets done. And I think that just simply reflects the fact that when we have elections, the election is important, but it's important because it allows us to then determine who's going to run the county, the state, the country until the next election cycle.
John Clark, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Western Michigan University Professor John, political science professor John Clark, joining us on Morning Edition on WMUK.